Let's get started today from the voice translation, Ephesians 6, 10 through 18. Finally, brothers and sisters, draw your strength and might from God. Put on the full armor of God to protect yourselves from the devil and his evil schemes. We're not waging war against enemies of flesh and blood alone. No, this fight is against tyrants, against authorities, against supernatural powers and demon princes that slither in the darkness of this world, and against wicked spiritual armies that lurk about in heavenly places. And this is why you need to be head to toe in the full armor of God, so you can resist during these evil days and fully prepare to hold your ground. Yes, stand, truth banded around your waist, righteousness as your chest plate, and feet protected in preparation to proclaim the good news of peace. Don't forget to raise the shield of faith above all else, so you will be able to extinguish flaming spears hurled at you from the wicked one. Take also the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Pray always. Pray in the Spirit. Pray about everything in every way you know how. And keeping all this in mind, pray on behalf of God's people. Keep on praying fervently and be on the lookout until evil has been stayed. Our spiritual formation verse comes from Job 42:10. And the Lord restored the fortunes of Job when he prayed for his friends. Job is a witness in the Bible of how to stand for God and continue to trust him in midst of traumatic circumstances. In this verse, Job would have wanted God's best for his friends, who had backstabbed him and left him alone in his misery. They accused Job and accused God. Staying true to your beliefs when in a challenging time is hard enough, but to have no human presence to turn to leaves one downright miserable. Job would have had to practice forgiveness for these friends. And forgiveness is always a miracle of heaven on earth. A testimony I have relating somewhat to this verse is when God led me to lead a weekly prayer meeting. I had not been well and was recovering from a deadly disease. I was nervous because I didn't have enough good days each week to guarantee that I would be able to commit to the weekly schedule. But this prayer meeting was so very important, and I sensed the Lord say he would heal me through this, meaning he would restore my health as I prayed for others. And also, from being around others in this prayer meeting, I was able to receive prayer from those too. I praise God because I never missed a prayer meeting for being sick. Amen. There's something that happens in our minds when we pray for others. We can't focus on our own troubles when we are invested in taking others before the Lord. So let's allow the Lord to renew and restore something in our lives by taking others before the Lord.
Hi, I'm Lenora. I am a senior and I have attended this school since first grade. This week's attribute is God is the revealer. Definition: one who makes known or brings into view, discloses. Scriptures: Daniel 2:22. It is he who reveals the profound and hidden things. He knows what is in the darkness, and the light dwells with him. 1 Corinthians 2:9-10. That is what the scriptures mean when they say, no eye has seen, no ear has heard, and no mind has imagined what God has prepared for those who love him. But it was to us that God revealed these things by his Spirit. For his Spirit searches out everything and shows us God's deep secrets.
God, we praise you for revealing yourself to us, for allowing us to enter into your presence through prayer, through worship. God, we praise you for wanting to be known. God, we thank you for revealing things to us that we don't really need to know, but you do. You lavish us with beautiful things in nature, in people's character, in your word, through understanding. God, through seeing somebody else come to you in Christ. Father, forgive us for when we try to reveal you to others. That's not our job. That's your job. Thank you for the testimonies that you give us to share your love and to point people to you and allow the Spirit in you to reveal yourself in others' lives. God, would you reveal yourself to those that we love? Would you unveil minds, eyes, and ears to hear of your glorious love that you give to all of us who accept it? Would we trust the Spirit to search and show us everything that you want to reveal to us? In Jesus' name. Let's pray scripture about this verse over our loved ones. Remember in the long silent pause to say the name of someone that the Lord is bringing to you. From Ephesians 1:17, Glorious Father, may you give the spirit of wisdom and revelation so they may know you better. Amen.
This week we pray for student behavior. May students from our school be diligent in their schoolwork, respect their teachers, and honor their parents and those in their homes.
Our concluding question this week, what is worship? Worship is the devotion we offer up to whatever we love most. Everyone worships. Christian worship is a lifelong outpouring of love to God in humble adoration. Entranced by his beauty, we exalt him through praise and obedience. See some verses, Isaiah 6:1-3, Romans 12:1-2, about renewing your mind. Hebrews 12:28-29. And may the peace of God that transcends all understanding guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Have a blessed week. For more info on concluding questions, check out the book by Trevin Wax and Thomas West, The Gospel Way Catechism.